Welcome aboard, listeners. Not what I wanted to do. Welcome. I forgot how to be live. This is it. This is how you do it.
You're doing a great job, as always.
I haven't done it in like a couple weeks now. Our house was down and out with the ick last week.
Are you feeling better?
I could not function like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week. Like Wednesday night, I came home and I was like, yep, nope, I'm going to bed. Thursday, I went to work, felt fine, and then by like 7, I was like, ooh, I feel like shit again. So I slept all night, and then I woke up, and I texted my boss, and I was like, we're going to shoot for a half day. I'll be in at 11:30 if I feel like it. So I went in. I went in at 11:30. And at 12:30, I texted and I said, yeah, this is not for me. I'm going to go ahead and go home. So, yeah, it sucked. But, yes, I feel much better now. No one in my house is currently sick, so we are hoping to keep it. Whatever's going around sucks.
Yeah, I heard from my fellas down south that the Country Bear Jamboree was under the weather. And... Jack woke up Monday morning when I took him to school, and he said he was feeling under the weather, but I said, well, if you don't go to school, you know, you can't. He was signed up for basketball camp and then went to Cub Scouts. I'm like, you got to stay home. Oh, okay, well, it's fine. I'll make it through. And I gave him some medicine, and he worked through it.
It's amazing that he did that, because most kids would be like, I don't care. Keep me home.
Well, I think the determining factor wasn't that he'd be staying at my humble abode for his day off. And that was weighed in.
As a factor.
So he went to school and then ripped his arm off. So that's on the list of things he'd rather do.
It's Chris. I don't know if you know this, but in 10 days, it will be Christmas. That stresses me the hell out. Is your Christmas shopping done?
I have to order, a few more things for what's her name.
Oh, that one chick you live with?
Yeah, her. Gotcha. The young one has gotten a gift for her. The big one has told me what he wants to get, and so I have to facilitate that. Gotcha. But I believe overall we are complete.
That's good.
But I need to get her one more thing for myself too. So try to
I'm currently in that stage too, where I'm like, I've probably got it. It's literally like here in my studio. This is where I'm harboring all of it. But I'm like, I have enough, but I could probably use like one more thing for Gab.
Well, you know, it's so weird, and I don't know if you're like this or not, but it's like. We really, for the adults, for she and I, we really don't do Christmas for each other. Like, last year, we didn't do anything.
Oh, gotcha.
And this year, we're, like, I think $50 or less. I mean, not even, you know, stockings or whatever. But, I mean, it's, like, it's so hard. As a, like, I have long Amazon lists of all kinds of crap that I want to get and want to do. But, like, I just buy myself what I want to buy when I feel like buying it.
I texted your wife 3 days ago and said I have no idea what the hell to get my wife for Christmas. And two, I feel like I spend my life working a lot so that Gabrielle can have whatever she wants,
right?
Therefore, when Christmas comes, I'm like, well, she's already gotten herself everything she like really wants, so what the hell do I get her?
And so it's like, you know, we do our yearly dinner date.
Oh, at Fogo.
No. The Melting Pot.
Melting Pot, sorry.
Melting Pot, yes, we do.
I got my bougie restaurants confused, sorry.
We do the private booth, we do the melted cheeses, we do, it's quite a delightful, you know, we go big every year, and because we rotate with the boys between Christmas and New Year's, we, you know, it's either Christmas Eve or it's New Year's Eve, mm-hmm. and this year the boys are over for Christmas, and so we're going New Year's Eve to dinner, so we do that, and that's exciting.
Isn't there a chocolate fountain, or is that a myth?
No, they do a chocolate fondue.
Maybe that's it.
There's no fountain in not there. I know there's a really terrible Chinese buffet up on 96th Street that had, at least many years ago, had a chocolate fountain. I don't know if the road...
Oh, is that the Journey?
That could be. Over, like, if you go away from, like, towards Carmel.
Yeah, like by that Sam's Club.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I went there for a work dinner one time several years ago.
Yeah, I went there, my goodness, I guess more than 12 years ago. I don't think Peyton was born yet, so let's call it 15 years ago. And it was great. It was wonderful. But then I went when I moved back up here, like when you and I first met, and boy, like they had buckets of like mop water just like right behind the counter and the ceiling.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
Don't know. Dude, if you live in the Indianapolis area, I do not recommend that restaurant.
We have found, has what's your name told you about our new find on the south side?
That your roommate? No.
So you remember where I used to do trivia?
I never visited where you did it, but I know the abouts areas.
The location. So there used to be a Chinese buffet right next to that in that shopping center.
Oh, wait. I have been to that place. Was very intoxicated, but I've been there. And yes, I do remember the Chinese place next door.
Yeah. So that place closed.
Okay.
And they reopened, new management. They totally redid the restaurant. It's total. I mean, clean. It's great. And it's a Korean barbecue now where you like walk around a buffet and it's all raw food.
This isn't the place where the guy told you to tip after it said no tip.
No.
Okay.
That's, okay. We don't talk about that place due to pending litigation. I hate you. No, you fill up a bowl and they cook it on a big circular flat top in the like right behind.
Yeah.
And then they bring the bowl out to you, and it's good. It's very, the flavors are good, and you know, and then you can make it whatever you want. So of course, you know, it's to your liking. But yeah.
In case you're still listening, this is actually just a food review podcast now, not a podcast about Walt Disney World.
Do you know what the problem with us is? We do this. We don't talk as much as we should in between.
No.
And then we just start chit-chatting, and the whole point of the podcast goes out the window, because we're just, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah.
Shooting the shit. Yeah. I would like to say that in saying Christmas is in 10 days, Kyle and I kicked off the Christmas season together. We went and saw our local Christmas lights and concert and whatever the hell you want to call it. We did that thing.
And we did. Made it on TV.
And I don't think we did make it on TV. Our kids made it on TV. I sang a lot. We saw Santa. He finally got unlost. But yeah, we did the thing.
Stupid shit. How are your nearly as wonderful as my kids?
They're good. They had a Christmas party today at daycare. They brought home gifts for me and Gabrielle. I got a mug with my kid's face on it. You got to love it.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Seriously, it does not get any better.
No.
Because you'll be waiting for the sweet release of death. And you look at that mug and you go, okay, all right.
Yeah, I had to pick up groceries. I had a grocery order. I guess I should have just asked Kyle to DoorDash my groceries, but this time I picked them up at Aldi.
That I hate you as much as I...
So I'm like unloading the groceries and I'm like bags in my hands, and my oldest is like, Ashley, I got you this gift, open it. And I'm like, yes, I love it. Can you give me like 5 minutes? I just need to, my trunk's open outside, it's cold, it's sleeting, like I need to, no. You have to open this now. And I'm like, oh, fucking okay. Well, I guess I'm opening this now. So, yeah, I opened my which I knew I was getting because my wife is a daycare teacher.
The teacher.
She's not their teacher, but she told me that that is what the kids are giving their parents. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to act super surprised when I open this kind of thing. And they got their own gifts and they're excited. So, yeah, they're good. Good dudes.
Well, but Santa's coming.
Santa is coming. You know, if you are listening with your children, please fast forward through this conversation. Gabby and I were having the conversation about, do we tell the kids that all the gifts are from Santa? Or do we tell them that we got them gifts and Santa brought them gifts? And how do we go about that? Because I was raised, Santa brought the gifts that are, you know, sitting out, and I got you these gifts that are wrapped. And Gabrielle was raised, Santa got me all of the gifts under the tree.
I was raised, Santa got all the gifts. But I think nowadays the more politically correct thing is to have Santa be on a smaller scale,
mm-hmm.
so that Santa is not just skipping people's houses because they're not as fortunate as my mom and dad, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah.
That makes sense logically, and I can dig that. You know, Santa will visit here.
Right, yeah.
For the little one who's been hunting the elf on the shelf a great deal.
Right, yeah.
But we can talk about that later. But anyway, but that's so funny that you said Santa does not wrap the gifts. That's what Sarah does not. Her family Santa did not wrap gifts. My gifts always came wrapped from Santa.
Yeah, no. My parents always set out a handful of gifts, and my mom always displayed them incredibly. And those were my gifts from Santa. And then I don't know that it was ever like presented to me that the gifts were from my parents, but like I grew up an only child, so it wasn't like my gifts needed tags on them to say who they're from, you know what I mean? I never like thought to myself, oh, Santa brought me these gifts. It was just, oh, mom and dad got me these gifts.
We use two different wrapping papers now.
Yeah, that, I think that's what we did last year. Who knows what we're gonna do this year.
I had never heard of that Santa not wrapping gifts until this. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the way I was raised, I guess. But Santa is bringing all the gifts. If you had to fast forward, this is where we tell you that Santa is coming. He's bringing the gifts. And I hope he brings you everything you've asked for. Me asking for a Nintendo Switch, will I get it? I've been told no. Anyways, on to news.
Don't forget, leave Santa milk and cookies.
Yes.
And bourbon. Now go on.
Ooh, yeah, bourbon. Not in this house. I am a sober bitch. But at the next house, maybe he'll have bourbon. I've been sober for 60 days. I'm pretty proud of myself. I texted you when I started this whole thing, and you were like, you better stick to it. If you're going to commit, you got to commit. And I am here to tell you that I am still committed.
That's very wonderful for you. I'm very proud of you. So about that news, so we can move along with this conversation.
Sorry, I am so bad at this. News. A bunch of refurbs are happening at hotels and attractions. Big Thunder Mountain's going down for a refurb. Did you hear they're refurbing Splash Mountain? I don't know if you knew that or not, but they're doing it in January.
No, that's not. That's news to me that they didn't announce that 2 years ago during racial strife randomly, even though they say it was planned for years. So,
right, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, nope. They're refurbing the Grand Flow too as well.
What?
They said they're just giving it upgrades. Not really sure.
I don't care for the... Look, your unpopular opinion? I don't care for the Grand Floridian.
I don't either.
I don't. I don't like the theming. I don't like the fact that the rooms are so fucking expensive. And I don't...
For what? Expensive for what? You know what I mean? Like, why? I would love to not pay $5,000 for a room that looks like it was decorated in the 1950s.
I mean, if you're going to pay that much, go to one of those bungalows at the Polynesian over the water. You're going to spend money. At least that's cool. This is just your grandma's house that's expensive, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It looks like the couches should have plastic on them at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, that's very true. The Toy Story restaurant that they're building in Toy Story Land, Roundup Rodeo Barbecue, I think is what they named it. They put out some concept art, and I'm pretty sure I designed things that looked exactly the same in college, in my graphic design degree, in my first year. I was impressed.
Oh, I thought that you said they were stealing your ideas. I wasn't sure where we were going with this.
Oh, no, it just, I, yeah.
You're not impressed.
No, it looks like a lot of cardboard cutouts you could probably just get from Chuck E. Cheese.
Have you seen the new tragedy that they're doing with Toy Story merchandise?
No.
You can buy a Woody doll or a Buzz Lightyear doll, and on the bottom of the foot...
Oh, yeah!
It traditionally said Andy.
Now it says Bonnie, right?
Now it says Bonnie. And as the generation where that movie came out and I was a kid, you need to back away with that shit. That ain't... Yeah. No. We're not playing that.
Yeah. That, you can't do that.
I mean, if you put one name on each foot... Oh. Okay. I can dig it. Right, because of the story.
But you can compromise.
That ain't right. What, Buzz Lightyear changed his shoes under new management? No.
Yeah. Nope. Don't like it.
Wrong.
Also, lastly, about the restaurant, they said it'll be opening in 2023. Odds are that will not happen. We've seen Tron. We've seen everything else. It's not going to happen. Disney can never stick to a date, let's be honest. If it opens at Christmas, I'll be surprised.
If 2023.
Yeah. Yeah. On to our topic. I have had this idea to do this podcast for a while. I just don't know how to do it, and I still don't. So Kyle and I are just going to take a stab at it and see how it goes. We are going to name things from our Disney Parks wish list. And it's not just I really saw this spirit jersey that I liked at Disney Springs one time. I think I want that. No, I want the damn dragon that's in the lake at Disney Springs. I want that.
The Lego dragon?
Yeah. We are aiming for this. Yeah, we're aiming for the stars. We are not just getting things within our reach. I've broken it down into two categories. One is things that will fit in your suitcase, because we have to think somewhat logically about this.
Right.
And then the other is things that just go apeshit. Take whatever you want. So I didn't tell you about that, but we're gonna take a stab at that one too.
Well, I'm really struggling with this as a concept, because it's been a while since I've cared about their merchandise. So I'm gonna try I'll do the best I can.
I struggled to even write these because the options are limitless. So mm-hmm. you can just have whatever you want. So the first thing I put on my things that would fit in my suitcase in the final scene of Journey into the Imagination with Figment, or whatever the hell it's called now at this version, the end scene when there's 15 Figments, I think one of them would probably fit in my suitcase. And if I had to pick one, I would pick the one that's sitting on the moon in outer space.
So I'm sorry. So we're robbing from the attractions. We're not going to the stores and buying merchandise.
No,
we're stealing whatever we want to steal.
We are taking literally whatever the hell we want.
Well, I grossly misunderstood this concept then. So, okay.
I am so sorry. I'm sure there's things that you want, though.
You know, I'll tell you one thing that I did not move up here with. That if I could, it would have fit in a suitcase. I would have went and checked out a great coat from the Tower of Terror.
Oh.
So, not just the regular costume, not just the jacket, the great coat like they wear outside during the winter. It's mm-hmm. a red trench coat looking thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I would. Okay. So, and that would fit in my suitcase.
Yeah, that would fit in your suitcase.
Well, I think. I mean, for me, it would have to be a very large suitcase because of so much fabric used on the coat. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, in theory, it would fit in the suitcase. So that works. The next thing I have is in the launch bay, they have on display props from the Star Wars movies. Currently, it's props from Rise of Skywalker. So I said that I would take home Rey's repaired lightsaber from Rise of Skywalker. They have it on display. It's... I'll put back together.
Just the handle?
Just the hilt, yeah.
Just the hilt, whatever.
Yeah.
Nerd.
Nerd! Do you have one, or should I keep going?
I have something that I would get that would not fit in my suitcase.
Go for it.
At the Port Orleans Riverside Resort.
Mm-hmm.
In their gift shop. They mm-hmm. still use... old school looking Disney like character, like Goofy Donald.
Oh yeah, yeah. Figure
that looked like they're like from, you know, the 80s.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're still set up around store.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've seen them before.
And I would take one of those because I think that's one of my favorite gift shops is that particular. I mean, all the resort gift shops are essentially the same, you know, aside from, you know, specific merchandise. But I would take one of those figures. I think that'd be really cool.
I respect that. One of them that I put on my list that would not have fit in a suitcase is, the baseball player statue in front of Casey's Corner. I take it.
All right. That's fine.
I like Casey's. I have the shirt too that goes with his shirt. Mm. So it just the nostalgia of it, you know?
One of my favorite Casey's Corner's memories was there was a gentleman that I worked with at the Jungle Cruise whose name was Joe. And he was fairly renowned amongst the skippers for being just the nicest man. And he lived with his elderly mother. And he was from Brooklyn and just was just a delight. And one time I went with my girlfriend at the time and bumped into him and his mom, both of us going to Casey's. And we shared a table and had a lovely lunch of Casey's. Mm-hmm. Not too many months later, his mother passed away. And shortly thereafter, he passed away.
Oh, shit.
And I was just very grateful for the opportunity to share that time with him that I did. And so I have nothing against Casey's Corner, but there you go. There's a story.
That made me incredibly sad now. I'm sorry. So look, that's going to be it, folks, for the night.
I know a surprising amount of people who are no longer alive at 40 years old. It's real staggering.
That is depressing as hell.
I know. That's my therapist.
Things that would fit in my suitcase. The last scene of Pirates of the Caribbean, the dog has the key in his mouth. I want the key.
You can just buy that.
But I want the actual key. Wait, can you buy the actual key?
Well, not the like you're not going to go up.
Well,
and,
yeah.
But I mean, they make recreations of that at the Pirates gift shop there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't want those. I want the key.
Are you aware of the movie props that are in the gift shop around there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The coin from the first movie and something from the second movie. Maybe the key from the chest. But they were movie-used props and they put them in the gift shop when they refurbed.
Bold of them. Very bold of them. Do you have anything you'd like to not steal? But borrow indefinitely.
You know, this one is actually, this is what I thought of when I thought we were buying things. At the Lego store at Downtown Disney, they have, you have to make reservations, but they have where you can design your own minifigure. Mm-hmm. Like, not like you pull them out of a box and just pick pieces. I mean, like you design their clothing and what their face looks like. And when we went last summer, we found out about it too late and were not able to make reservations. It didn't fit into the scheduling. And so that's something that I would absolutely go get.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say like the Buzz Lego statue at the Lego store.
No. I would take that doesn't fit my suitcase. Is the Aoa figure from Trader Sam's. But Aoa and I go way back to when she was at the Tiki Room and I worked there for the first time. She was still in the show. So
I had that on my list.
Did you?
Yeah, twinsies. I remember you saying that you and Aoa go back for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, she malfunctioned for me twice in a row one day. So,
Lucky you.
Well, you know how it is. She didn't want to go down for me. So...
yep, so going along with that, things that do fit in my suitcase, the sign for the door at Trader Sam's.
I had, I guess I don't know if I still have it. Somehow I came into the possession of a sign from the Tiki Room that said maximum occupancy and had a number on it. I don't know how I became, I can't speak to any, now I don't know where that might be now that I say that out loud.
When you find it and you need someone to take it off your hands, I know a few people. You got anything on your noggin?
I would take a time rover from Dinosaur.
Hell yeah, you would. I put that on my list too. Yeah, I'd take that shit.
Well, you know, that was my first place, so.
Yeah. I was thinking, and not only, like, I'd take a time rover, but also when you're watching the video and Seeker, like, zooms into that little time rover.
Yeah.
I'd take that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, that was before I was helping myself to costumes that I knew we're going to fit on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
as far as my borrowing goes. Mm. And so, like, those were all returned properly when I moved on from the area. And I kind of regret that because they changed the costume since then.
My parents never got to return theirs just because, like, we were in a weird situation when we left Florida. So my mom still has, like, her costumes from Island Mercantile, and my dad still has, like, his custodial.
But he worked third shift custodial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those costumes sucks. It's like blue pants and a white button-down shirt with Mickey.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what it was. But, yeah, they never got a chance to return them. Things that would fit in my suitcase, the deed to Mr. Toad's Wild Ride from the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Oh, that picture? With Toad and Winnie the Pooh.
Yep.
Or Owl, I guess. It's with Owl, Toad and Owl.
It's with Owl, yeah. Would 100% enjoy that.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. That'd be good. What about, like, I would take one of the heads on the wall at the Country Bear Jamboree. Like the moose.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. I was trying to think of something in the pan queue that I would like, and I think I just like the pictures of the kids that are hanging in the queue in that little room.
And where is this?
The Peter Pan queue.
Oh.
Yeah. Of all the things that I think I would want, especially the picture of Nana. It's so cute.
When are they going to put the Disney characters in It's a Small World? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't still.
You know what I always heard? I always heard that they didn't do any of that special stuff to the Disney World attractions like they do at Disneyland because they cater more to the locals at Disneyland. Like, that's the bulk of their business is locals.
Right, yeah.
It's just because of the size of the resort and I just tradition. But, like, Disney World, they get people coming in from around the globe every day. And so they're like, we don't need to increase people coming here. Fuck, they come here anyway, so
yeah, they don't stop coming.
Yeah, and so they don't ever do anything special like the Haunted Mansion Christmas or
yeah, that makes sense. That, yeah, I guess I'd never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, that tracks. That sucks. Can people stop coming to Disney all the time?
They redesigned their schedule so that there's no slow season anymore. I mean, they put, you know, when there was traditionally slow season, they put races now. And so people are there all the time.
Yeah, I was trying to run the princess race in February, but ain't gonna happen. So that's how that goes. My list of things that don't fit in the suitcase, one of the droids from the Star Tours queue.
Get behind that.
Yeah, probably one of the ones that was ripped from, what was it ripped from? Splash Mountain?
Are those those are in Disneyland, I know. That's
they at Disneyland?
It's Splash Mountain, but it's directly from what was that called? America Sings.
America Sings, yeah.
Which is replaced Carousel of Progress at Disneyland when it moved.
Yeah, I'd take one of those. Not Buzzy, because if I admit to wanting Buzzy, that might be a little sus. So, I take a seat the seat that he sits in with the little joysticks. It's cute.
Yeah, Buzzy. And, I don't want to get on the list. I don't want to, no.
No, I don't need Orange County PD knocking down my door. I do not have him. I can't afford to have him, and I wouldn't know how to begin to have him.
No.
But the seat he sits in, potentially.
I knew a guy, this is not Disney, but someone I knew when I worked at Universal told me that he had scored one of the prop proton packs from the old Ghostbusters show from Universal Studios. But he was a tremendous liar, and so I don't believe, if he told me the grass was green, I would just assume it's not, because he was telling me. He was such a liar.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of anything that you would like for Christmas from Walt Disney?
You know, I'm a big fan of anything Mr. Toad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they used to have a Christmas ornament of Mr. Toad, but like mm-hmm. obviously every year they get new stuff in. Mm-hmm. But if I could get something Mr. Toad related, I would be okay with that.
They're selling a popcorn bucket at Disney Springs right now.
Oh, with the car, right? Isn't that mm-hmm. the deal? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
cool. Yeah, we went. I got an old style map from Magic Kingdom
mm-hmm.
and some patches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big pin person.
Same. Gabby's mom FaceTimed us the other night, and she, like, Gabby's family has been to Disney a few times, like when she was little. And her mom just like on FaceTime with the camera going, look at all this stuff I found from our old trips. And like my brain is exploding. I'm like, I will take that if you don't want it anymore. I will gladly. She's like, oh no, it's already packed up. It's coming to you guys.
Cool. And
she's like, look at these trivia books because I got. And Gabby was like, we could do an episode about that.
You should do an episode of the merchandise you're going to get. You know, try to figure out the dates on it and talk about the history. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what she brings me. And I will definitely be posting the embarrassing photos of Gabrielle that I acquire from those trips. 100%. I have two more on my list. One of them is the Rex statue that's on top of the blocks in Slinky Dog Dash. I think Rex is adorable, so I want it. First and foremost. And then the last thing I have on my list... No shock to anyone. I want a Skyliner gondola. Damn it. I just want it.
Just in your backyard.
No, the wear and tear. I want it in my house. Maybe I'll convert it into like a bed.
Give Lilo a new bed.
Sure. Give myself a new bed. Then you're looking at my spot in bed. Is what you
Some
meant
people
to
dream
say.
Of having a race car bed. You want to.
I want a whole ass Skyliner gondola. That is where my sights are set.
Yeah, we obviously did not do anything warranting a trip on the Skyliner, but I did drive underneath several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overly impressed by this. I don't know. I tend to be kind of negative about these sorts of things, but I don't.
Did you just uninvite yourself from the Skyliner Views podcast?
Look, listen. Listen. You know what you're getting into. Okay, you knew what this is.
It's opinions I don't want to hear, but I have to come to terms with. I get it.
Did you get a Figment popcorn bucket yet?
Did I get a Figment popcorn bucket? No, I have no desire because everyone else wants one.
Are those still a thing that people are spending too much money on?
I don't know. I don't recall seeing them when we went in September. We have a Skyliner popcorn bucket. And I think that's all. It's actually up there. Yeah, that's the only popcorn bucket we've gotten. We didn't even get one when we went, which I'm surprised by. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have two popcorn buckets. One is Mickey dressed like the Hatbox Ghost.
Oh, yes. I love that.
And one is just the regular bucket, but it's black and white. Mickey and skeletons from Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I considered texting my mom or my friend Katie to see if they'd go get a Mr. Toad one from Disney Springs, but I haven't decided if I'm that committed to it yet.
Do you remember what I asked you to buy me that you refused because it wouldn't fit in your suitcase?
You asked me to bring you back, was it the Game of Life?
Monopoly.
Monopoly, yeah.
And I had to order it and ship it to me like a common Neanderthal.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
I am. Whatever, Kyle. Bye. Thanks for coming on my podcast. I hope you get all the things you want from Disney for Christmas.
Thank you. I didn't ask for anything from Disney, so I'm pretty sure that'll happen.
I'll put in a good word with your wife.
There is this Ghostbuster action figure that I'm really here for, so we can work on that.
Group text between Kyle and his wife, which I believe was written in this morning. Kyle! Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I sent you an article about Disney Magic Canyon. What is it called?
Magic Canyon! Dreamlight Valley, which would be played on the Nintendo Switch that I've been told that I am not getting for Christmas. That, yeah.
I hope deep down that you say to yourself, you know what? She's just giving me a hard time and she's not telling me when we get it for Christmas, but she's really going to get me a Switch. And then Christmas comes and you don't fucking get a Switch.
That's exactly what I'm doing. And that's the exact scenario I'm running through my head. I'm like, she's probably just giving me shit about it. But at the same time, she's really probably not, and I'm not getting that for Christmas.
Yeah, you're not going to get it. No.
No. So at this point, I just live my life. I just want a Nintendo Switch. That's it. But all right, guys, that is our show. There are a million other things that I would probably love to have. My brain is mush, and I could not think of anything. I sat on my couch and stared into the abyss for probably an hour before we recorded, just thinking of things, and I could not.
You understand this was your idea.
I am completely aware.
Okay. I mean, just to be fair, you know, like, I didn't suggest this. You suggested
this. This was me. This was all my fault. I'm sorry. Things I need to talk to my therapist about next week. This episode being a failure. All right, guys. I hope everyone has a wonderful night. Kyle, thank you for being here and being just Kyle.
Just Kyle.
Just Kyle. Have a good night, everybody. End broadcast.